Life is not a game, if you believe it is, you're insane. Life is not a game, if you believe it is, you are insane. Life is not a game, if you believe it is, you're insane. I'm a made man, brethren to the Son of Man. You may not want to hear, but when you're dead, you'll understand why I will not fight and kill my fellow man. Life is not a game, if you believe it is, you're insane. Life is not a game, if you believe it is, you're insane. Life is not a game, if you believe it is, you're insane. You called me on the phone, claiming to be working for Eminem. Called me Elijah the Don, connected to Don Laughlin. Said you are considering murdering my fear. Do you even understand? Unlike you, Eminem is my fellow man. Life is not a game, if you believe it is, you are insane. Life is not a game, if you believe it is, you are insane. Life is not a game, if you believe it is, you are insane. I know the cure to the disease, life a lot like you. I'm about to evac to Sicily, then mafia is coming for you. You're trillionaires, but I hope you understand. Riches will not matter on the day of the wrath of the Son of Man. Seriously, men, somebody call my phone. From the CIA, claiming, presumably the CIA. I have four options in my head. I called it, all I can say is they claim to be Satan of the Illuminati. They claimed Eminem to be his prophet. They said, we're working for Eminem, he's our prophet. I said, why can't Eminem call me himself? They were like, that doesn't matter, we're working for Eminem. And I'm like, okay. And they're like, we're thinking about killing 35% of your family, and Eminem doesn't like you because you're gay. And I'm like, first of all, I restore the meaning of words. Like, gay is happily excited, and I'm the bridegroom to Jehovah's daughter. Of course I'm gay. Okay, I'm happily excited because I get to romance a daughter of love forever. That's a gay thing to be. I'm like 100% gay. And they're like, I told them 100% or 0%. Seriously, 100. If you're gonna kill my family, if you're gonna kill my fear, if you're gonna kill, like, you gotta understand, first of all, Christ is family. So when you talk about killing 35% of Christ's family, what do you think's gonna happen to you post-resurrection when you can't hide? I don't know who called me, man. I think it was a CIA. I don't even want to say the names of everybody, I think. But seriously, what the fuck, man? Eminem made $100 million. He reads the dictionary. Okay? You don't call somebody named Elijah Don Quickwit from Las Vegas and threaten to murder his family, calling him gay. Like, Eminem has understanding. He has sense. I don't believe it. Like, what the fuck, dude? This is fucking ridiculous to me. I'm so scared I have to leave the fucking country because I beat Shaq's ass, pro showbiz, served him up to the Rockets, Rudy Poo Candy ass, and called for billions of dollars to be made in professional entertainment for a publicity stunt to end oppression, because I've seen Christ and his father, and I wanted to end oppression and be on TV. And I'm like, I don't know who the fuck to believe. I can't trust anybody. The CIA has been, like, basically trying to murder me twice. The FBI has a recording of somebody calling me. See, I tapped my phone after they called and claimed to be working for Eminem. And, like, legit, it's, like, against my religion to go to police. But after they threatened to murder my family, I told the police to tap my phone. Well, they tapped my phone and they called back, right? The criminal always returns to the scene of the crime. They called back and they were like, we work for the president, you know, Alex Jones. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I snapped on him, right? And then I'm like, I celebrated joy, right? Like, busted him, went to the police, like, they called back, let's get him, you know? They give it to the FBI and fucking, hey, dude, I meet an assassin before the FBI makes an arrest. Legit, legit. I had to fucking call two. I had to put so much life insurance out there. The enemies know they're all gonna die if they murder me. Legit, I came with some some shit, you know. I don't know how to put it other than this shit is war, okay? And the Lord talked about bringing the communist people against his own people in the Bible to me. Like, my interpretation of the Bible is the people that the Lord said he's going to bring against them are the communists. Bottom line is, God is love. And I called for 200 million communists to charge into America and end the lives of the entire Freemason, Satanic, Illuminati, NWO. Legit, the New World Order is the most satanic shit in existence. I saw Satan cast out of heaven like lightning in Salt Lake City almost 10 years ago. And legit, I'm so fucking scared. I was terrified at the word of Lucifer. And now I just say to all humanity, we have to be adults and realize the devil doesn't abide in the truth and stands only in the lie. What has terrified me about the word of Lucifer is the devil is going to try to kill us all. Legit. He's going to try to kill us all standing in a lie to me. The word of Lucifer, it scared me so much, man. And then I saw the giant snake and he started acting like the devil. Legit, I saw a giant snake, okay? And this fucking giant snake, every word out of his mouth said, was basically a confession he was the devil. So here's how it goes, man. If the giant piece of shit snake is the devil, he's like, I'm so fucking ugly, I'm gonna act like the devil so all of creation murders me or kills me or whatever, you know? Like, seriously. No joke. I've seen so much, and I'm probably going to get murdered before I get to make animations about what I've seen. But hey, if you're listening to this and you're rich, you know, wail on the media and be like, y'all satanic Illuminati NWO better back the fuck up before you get whacked the fuck up. You know what I mean? Or something like that. You know what I'm saying?